T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it's National Mulligan Day. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would definitely choose about going to college.
Wait, say that again. Are you breaking up?
Choose about going
about
back
going
to college?
To college.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely either do like a 2-year or a trade school, so I wouldn't have so much college debt.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel like that. You're working now?
Yeah, I'm working.
Okay, cool. Slowly but surely, chipping off that debt. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would choose my children's infancy.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a good do-over. And just do it all again just because it's fun?
Yeah. Yeah, to know what I know now, to make myself more available for the small moments, everything over again would be awesome.
Oh, you know what? I love that answer. That's an amazing answer. I know you crave that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, more often than not. Probably.
You only get those times once, and sometimes you go through it, and your mind is somewhere else, and you got to be in that moment.
Yeah, and it's just so chaotic. It's hard to appreciate the chaos, but yeah, if you knew now what you knew, if you knew then what you know now, that saying. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would have not dropped out of high school. I just got my GED at age 34, but I would have definitely stayed in the high school.
What were you thinking at the time? What was the overwhelming "I got to get out of here" feeling that you had that made you drop out?
Well, actually, I had gotten pregnant with identical twins, and I was in hair school, and I dropped out when I was so close to graduating, and that was the reason why, but I just got my GED. So.
Oh, congratulations on that. Well done.
How old are the twins?
One passed away an hour after birth, but his identical twin just turned 15, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot to handle when you're young, but look at you go.
Yeah, thank you.
You should be so proud. Congratulations on that diploma. That's a big deal. You deserve it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, what would you choose if you could have a free do-over in life?
I would definitely go back to high school and pay a little bit more attention to my actual classes than my... what I would call my social life.
Mm-hmm. In the hopes of what?
I think it's more so to sort of establish my future a little bit better, rather than focusing on people that I eventually just wouldn't speak to usually in the future.
Exactly.
Just to sort of have a good foundation and focus on the things that actually matter.
That's a good answer. I feel like I'm talking to somebody on the moon right now.
On a CB walkie-talkie.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you could have a free do-over in life, it's National Mulligan Day, what would you choose?
I would have showed my mom all the love that I feel.
Is your mom still with us?
No, she passed away 4 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's a natural feeling to feel like you could do more.
It's not too late to express that, even though she's not with you, but you can still put it out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. I like that you put that out there. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I agree with Ned. I would go back to school, be a lawyer, because I did the same thing the lady did. I got away from school so I could be with my son when he was born.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, don't regret that. That's, you know.
Sometimes life happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling.
Right, maybe I'll see you at law school.
Yeah. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Patrick.
Patrick, if you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would have waited until I was more established to start my family. Because now we have, like, 5 kids and... I'm just stuck working two jobs to get by, and they don't get a lot of extras or time with dad, and it's just a catch-22. So,
yeah, so you would have wished you could have put more time into the career to develop it so you could have been further along. Yeah. You know what, though? I understand what you're saying, but there's also something to be said for being a young dad, too, so don't beat yourself up about that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they get – I get them ready for school, and I put them to bed every day. That's like the time they get, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Hang in.
You might figure out a way, and something may come up. Like, don't stop trying, man.
Yeah, you sound like a great guy. I wish you success. Hi, Kiss 98.5. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose on National Mulligan Day?
I would go back to high school. I'm a ECC first-year student. So I would go back to Iroquois High School. Best experience ever.
Oh, good. So you loved high school?
I loved it, yeah.
How are you doing at ECC? Because it can be challenging.
I'm doing really well. I'm in the culinary arts program, and it's been going really well.
Awesome. Keep up the good work. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose? 644-9850.
I would have probably taken advice more, listened to people's advice more, as far as, you know, just life and choosing a career path. And
which is the one that comes to mind when you're like, should have listened to that person?
My father passed away 11 years ago. And the one thing that he always stressed was to just live. Don't stress so much. Things could always be worse. There's always, you know, there's people that are, you know, in other countries that are far worse than we are. And to just be grateful for what you have. And, you know, growing up, I wasn't, you know, I didn't really care about what other people, you know, had. I was just focused on what I had. And I guess if I would have been more caring to, you know, other people's needs and, you know, not just my own. So that's probably what I would do over.
It, you know what? It takes a good man to admit all that. And I'm sure that what your father was teaching you is still inside of you and showing through every day. That's really cool that you called
and
in. Thank you.
Yeah, the important thing is that now you're teaching those words of your father to other people. That's cool.
Hi, Kiss. If you could have a free do-over in life, 644-9850, what would you choose?
I would make my phone not connect automatically to my car, but...
That's funny.
Same, Jen. Same.
Every time.
So I'm a big believer on things... You know, God has a plan for us, and things happen the way they do. And I made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I think I learned from them and grew from them. But I definitely, if I could do over, would be more attentive to my parents and try and listen a little bit better so I didn't make so many mistakes.
Mm-hmm. No. That's a good one and a powerful one. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Yeah. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would choose to be more social back in my high school days because I was very antisocial, and now I kind of wish I had more friends later in life.
Yeah. What was the shy part of you? Was it like fear of not fitting in or?
It was, and it was also because when I was in grade school, I got bullied. Oh. And so it made me sure that everybody was going to treat me like that.
Yeah, that can shut you down. And word of warning to those that see bullying around them. It can stick with that person. It can change their life for a long time. Bullying is not good.
What changed it was I joined the military, and I realized everybody treated me like family once I was in. So. Huh.
Thank you for your service. Appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. It's National Mulligan Day. If you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I would choose to continue college. I'm a registered nurse, and I wanted to continue going to be a nurse practitioner, and I wish I would have kept going. But now that I'm in my 40s, I don't have it in me to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
You do.
Like, how much more time do you have? We will be on the air until you finish and get your nurse practitioner thing. We could wake you up every morning. What do you need?
Well, I have a 9-year-old son. I have a husband. I'm a school nurse right now, and I only have 18 more months.
Ooh. Boy, I think you could do it. I mean, I think
that's full time. She has 18 months full time.
18 months full time?
Of school, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's not that much.
Yeah, you can do it.
I think you could do it. I can commit to 18 months on the air. Nick, can you commit to 18 more months on the air?
Let's get some cliches. Nose to the grindstone, work your fingers to the bone, blah, 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 blah.
I got bills to pay. I'm here forever. You had to pull me out.
I just want to make the promise to you. If you want to go back to be a nurse practitioner, we'll get you out of bed every morning to go to school.
Your wake-up buddies.
We'd be happy to do it. So give it some thought and let us know. Okay, I think you can do it. I think it's inside of you. Being a school nurse is an amazing career.
Heck, I'll stick around until she's a doctor.
Right? Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Carrie, if you could have a free do-over in life, what would you choose?
I'm not going to cry, or I'm going to try not to.
Okay.
When my father was on his deathbed, mm-hmm. I sent my son in every day after school just to spend some time with him. And I usually waited outside. And I wish I would have went in just to spend at least that 5 minutes with him. Mm-hmm. I regret that every day.
You stayed outside because why?
Fear. I didn't want to see him like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't want to go. I didn't want to see him like that. I don't think I wanted to accept the fact that he was passing away. Mm-hmm. I just wanted him to stay with us. But I made sure that he got that time, at least with my son, for my son to go in and say, I love you. Give him his kiss and his hug.
Well, you realize, now don't beat yourself up too much, because when somebody you love is at that point in their life, it's so hard to think about that you have to say goodbye. You were sending a piece of yourself in to see your father every day. So that does count.
He was my best friend, and it's a hard situation to deal with, but thinking about it now, mm-hmm. I wish I would have went in with my son and did the same thing that my son was doing. I love you, Dad. I'm here. If you need anything, I'm here. And it was just so hard, and I couldn't. But at least my son got to have that, so that mm-hmm. part I am thankful for.
Good.
But if there's anything that I could do over, that would be it. And a couple of days before he passed, he gave my son a stuffed dog, mm-hmm. of which my son calls Papa.
Oh.
So he carries that with him everywhere, because his grandfather was his best friend.
Yeah.
But out of everything in my 38 years of living, even, you know, the mistakes we all have of raising our children or something, we wish we could do over in that aspect. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I wish I would have done differently. Even just, you know, go over and held his hand and watched a movie or whatever. That's the one thing in my life that...
Don't let the regret consume you. Don't let the regret take over your life. Just understand that maybe that happened for a reason. Maybe he didn't want you to see him like that.
Yeah.
Know that that's your dad. You had that time with him, and you can still talk to him even though he's not here.
Oh, yeah. And people think I'm insane because I do it all the time. Even walking around my house, I'll say something, and something will get in my way. And I'm like, Dad, did you really have to do that?
That's
and my
so
son's
funny.
Like, what are you doing? I'm like, Grandpa, put that in my way. He's my mom. My son's like, Mom. I'm
there
like, he really did.
Well, I'm
like,
glad.
Grandpa is here, and you just talk to him whenever you need him.
And you know what? I'm so glad you shared that story, because I'm sure that there's people feeling like that. And I do believe that you were picking up energy from him. And maybe Nick is right. Maybe he didn't want his little girl to see him that way, and he kind of channeled that "don't come in" vibe to you. It could be. It could, but you sound like an amazing person and an amazing daughter and mother. And so don't just free yourself of that guilt. Let that go.
Well,
you know, and be the best mom.
Nick said that.
Yeah, and be the best mom.
When he passed away, mm-hmm. my sisters were there, and I wasn't being a single mom. I had to tend to my son's needs.
Okay. Yep.
And I wasn't there. And that's another thing I regret. And mm-hmm. someone's like, he didn't want you there.
Right.
There's a reason.
See, I believe that too. And I wish I could have more time with you, but we have to jump off because the show's about to end.
Absolutely.
But I just want to say to you, don't just give yourself a hug. You're a good mom and a good daughter. And it sounds like you have great memories to hold on to. I appreciate your calling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.